Welcome inside our Rams studio connected by AT&T. I'm JB along with Miles Simmons. We're a bit delayed on this Rams report coming off of Wild Card Weekend because, Miles, I don't know about you, but I needed an extra 24 hours just to regroup and reset.
Yeah, you know, they always talk about the 24-hour rule. I think we needed maybe 48 to 72 hours after that one. It's just kind of a real disappointing loss and a kind of a bitter end to what was really a sweet season.
Look, I think when you get into the playoffs, you have to be prepared to accept a loss any week because of the caliber of competition. But to have it happen when it did at the Coliseum against the Falcons, I know I wasn't ready for it. It didn't feel like that was how the 2017 season should have ended. And especially disappointed because the Rams didn't play the way they had achieved success throughout the regular season.
Yeah, just things that were not really characteristic of the Rams kept happening. I mean, you look at the first three opening drives for Los Angeles on offense. You go three and out, and then you only have four plays on that next drive. It just, you couldn't get really into a rhythm. And then you had those two special teams giveaways, and that is something that you really don't expect. Again, you just had those things that went wrong, and, well, that's why the Rams lost.
Seems like an oversimplification, but if you take out Week 17, you just look right down the schedule. The Rams' wins and losses were often dictated by how did the turnover battle play out.
Unfortunately,
in the Wild Card Weekend, it didn't go the way that they had hoped. But it doesn't take away a mile from what this team accomplished, and they will still go into the offseason as reigning NFC West champions.
Yeah, and that's something that I think is really important to talk about here, because at the start of the season, I don't think anybody would have said, wow, yeah, the Rams are going to go 11-4 in their first 15 games and clinch the NFC West. I don't think anybody would have expected that. I certainly did not. And now I think the standards have changed. The expectation level has also been raised, and that's something that's going to be great heading into this offseason program. But when you look at it, the Rams have a coach of the year candidate, an MVP candidate, and a defensive player of the year candidate all off of this team. And that is something to really be proud of.
I know we would all like to nitpick about certain play selections that occurred throughout the course of the season and maybe even against the Falcons, but still you cannot overlook worst to first in terms of point production and the impact that Sean McVay, his play calling, his structure, his scheme had on the Rams. You mentioned excitement for the future, and I understand you had a chance to talk to some of the players on kind of locker cleanout day. What was their mood going into the offseason?
Well, yeah, I think everybody was pretty disappointed that they weren't preparing for another game, that they were not preparing for Minnesota. It seemed like everybody really did have that expectation that you wouldn't be cleaning out your locker on Sunday. You'd be really starting to prepare for another game a week later, but yes, you had that disappointment, but yeah, you also did have the excitement for the future because you just get this feeling that the Rams have a good young core. They've got a good young nucleus. Jared Goff said that in the locker room there on Sunday, and what that means is that players know, okay, we've done it this year. Now we have to continue to work to get better so that you don't have this disappointment with the first round playoff exit next year. But the expectation is that the Rams will certainly be in the postseason mix next year.
My expectation is it's going to be harder for them to achieve that goal, though, because the schedule could be more difficult. And also there is some looming offseason decision, Miles, that the Rams are going to have to resolve to give themselves a chance to be back where they were this year.
Yeah, there's a lot of free agents that are going to be out there, you know, that are actually key from the Rams side. You look at Trumaine Johnson, definitely one of them. He was a captain this year, had a really nice season outside at cornerback. Also, LaMarcus Joyner, a key safety, went through that position change going from slot corner to free safety, and I think it worked out clearly very, very well. And can't forget Sammy Watkins, also on that list. The Rams traded their second round pick in EJ Gaines in order to acquire him during training camp, and now I don't think you would like to let him go after only 1 year, considering he really is your second round pick for 2018. So those are just a few of those key guys.
The Rams are also now the hunted instead of the hunter, and that creates a whole new dynamic. They have a target on their back. I've already seen projections that have them winning the NFC, much less the West, in 2018. All right, Miles, it's been fun doing it this season. Thanks for having me along, and we look forward to more Rams reports throughout this offseason from our Rams studio connected by AT&T.